It's Saturday, the 7th of November, and it's, I think it's about 10:30. Yes, 10:30. Long lie in bed, went to bed at 10 last night, just after 10 anyway. I got up just before 10 this morning, but I had one of those yo-yo nights. Sleeping so long instead of getting up at the normal 7. I think I was up about 4 times during the night, at least 3, which meant broken sleep, broken dreams, back to bed, back to sleep, different dream, wake up, get up, go back. And so the night went on. Looking at that sleep app, it just confirms what I thought. Yes, deep sleep, light sleep, wake, deep sleep, light sleep, wake. Sinusoidal waveform throughout the night. Did I tell you it was raining? Did I say it was raining? But it's that wonderful, wonderful straight down rain. Skies are grey around, of course. There's no full brightness, no sun, no glimmer of hope this morning. But it is lovely, all the same. Though, trying to hide my muggy tea below my wide-brimmed hat. Stop it cooling off too quickly. But it is that lovely rain, that pitter-patter, pitter-patter. Yes, I know a song about that. I was almost tempted to sing there, but I thought I'd leave it alone. So maybe that shows my semi-buoyant mood this morning. Although all that up and down during the night and broken sleep, I do feel good tonight. Oh my God, I do feel good this morning. Yes, I do feel good. Not hilariously good, that was difficult to say. Hilariously good. But good. What's up, Mrs. Black? Come and tell me all about it. I love the way they just get on with business. Even though it's pouring rain. Teeming rain. It's teeming dune. Does it bother them? Mind you, if we had feathers like that, it wouldn't bother us either, probably. I could be out in the garden. Digging, hoeing. Raking leaves, tidying up, all kinds of stuff. Hey ho, rain doesn't bother me, I'm covered in feathers. Ooh, yes. Well, actually, I don't think that would be much fun. Everything's sticking together. Yuck. Yuck. What a great word, yuck is. That long grey, long bushy tailed grey rat has managed to bring down one of my good quality tube feeders. And I can see from here, if I move over a bit, it's managed to bite the Perspex tube at one of the feeding holes. An attempt to get its mouth right in there. You see what I mean about them being destructive? They're entirely destructive buggers. So It couldn't get to it, so I guess what it done was jumped on it and brought it down out of the tree. Yes. Anyone know where I can get a squirrel trap? A humane one, of course. Then I'll take it away up the basket holes and let it loose up there. It can do what the hell it likes up there. Found myself thinking about, again, always thinking in the shower this morning. But now I've completely forgotten about what I was thinking about. Isn't that mad? Isn't that maddening? That is very maddening, actually. When you have a subject in your head, a topic. Before you get the words out of your mouth, your brain has snatched it away. Like the guy who steps on the stage before he gets a chance to utter a word. That big long shepherd's crook comes out, grabs him by the neck and hauls him off to the sides. That's what it's like. You would think that if it was something worth talking about or mentioning, something fairly important, not mega important, you would think that you'd be able to retain that for a few seconds, at least until you got to the first words, and then everything else would follow on, but nope. Nope. Here I stand in the rain. Trying to recover thoughts, but all in vain. Yes, that is maddening, but there you go. That is. Of course I realised that as soon as I walked back indoors, that it'll all come flooding back. Well, you needn't bother, Mr. Brain. If you're not going to release it now, keep it to yourself forevermore. It's almost like the mind has played tricks on you, you know, deliberately. It's like, let's take the piss out of him this morning again. Well, you could say that that's like you're taking the piss out in yourself. No, I'm not entirely convinced that there's only one being in there. Never have. In fact, that would be a good topic, wouldn't it? We are all psychotic in one way or another. Most of us in the normal, gentle sense of being psychotic. Others, not so nice and gentle. Psychoticism. I can't even say that. Why? Oh my God. How do you spell that again? Oh dear, here comes a Google. Isn't that rain, lovely?